U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's transition plans are proceeding at full speed, with his first cabinet picks due to be announced tomorrow. Now, his Secretary of State is likely to be longtime aide Anthony Blinken. The seasoned diplomat was number two at the State Department and also served as Deputy National Security Advisor in the Obama administration. Now, Mr. Biden also says he's decided on who will be Treasury Secretary. More world leaders have been contacting the president-elect. Among the latest, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who had some words of advice on how to handle the coronavirus pandemic.
We discussed COVID-19 and the president-elect spoke positively about New Zealand's response to the pandemic. The president-elect also stated that was his number one priority, and I offered to him and his team access to the New Zealand team and health officials in order to share our experience and the things that we've learnt on our COVID-19 journey.
Thank you very much.
In the meantime, President Trump is coming under more pressure from fellow Republicans to concede the election. Former advisor Chris Christie has called the president's legal team a national embarrassment. And Trump loyalist Devin Nunes conceded on Fox News that Joe Biden ran a successful campaign. All right, Simon Marks joins us live now from Washington, D.C. So, Simon, what exactly is Mr. Blinken's experience in terms of his dealings with China? And is he expected to mend this fraught relationship with the U.S.?
Well, I think that's certainly going to be one of the front burner items for Anthony Blinken, assuming he becomes America's next Secretary of State. Otelli, there's no question that you could not find a greater study in contrasts than Anthony Blinken when put up against the current Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, where Mike Pompeo characterizes himself as someone who swaggers on the world stage. Anthony Blinken is a focused multilateralist, someone who has absolutely no interest in any kind of America first agenda. If Mike Pompeo is a mallet, then Anthony Blinken is a precision surgical instrument. And with regard to China, as with regard to other areas of foreign policy, he's likely to pursue a multilateralist approach to getting other countries to join America's efforts to sit down and advance the global relationship with Beijing. This is not going to be someone who forces countries to pick and choose. Are you with China or with us? This is going to be someone who tries to forge a multilateral approach to advancing, but also to resolving what has become the biggest difficulty in American foreign policy today. And that, of course, is the hardening of the relationship between Washington and Beijing that has taken place on Donald Trump's watch.
With that in mind, then, with that appointment in mind, Simon, what are other key appointments that we're expecting?
Well, I think what's interesting, Steve, is that we know that as national security advisor, Joe Biden is expected to appoint Jake Sullivan, who succeeded Anthony Blinken into his role at the State Department. Jake Sullivan and Anthony Blinken have worked closely together on numerous occasions, and they've both worked very closely together with Joe Biden. So you may perhaps be seeing the ground laid for less of a competitive relationship between the State Department and the National Security Council that we've witnessed in the past. That would be a sea change here in Washington were it to come about. The United Nations ambassador from the United States is expected to be Linda Thomas-Greenfield. She's a veteran diplomat, a veteran foreign service professional. She's worked with governments dating back to Ronald Reagan's in the 1980s. She, we understand, is also going to be given a seat on the National Security Council, and her appointment is designed to send a message to foreign service professionals working for embassies and the State Department that their concerns about the hollowing out of the State Department that has taken place on Donald Trump's watch are about to be reversed. And then there's the next big question, which is Treasury Secretary. Is Joe Biden going to go for Senator Elizabeth Warren, who would be the darling of progressives, Lael Brainard, a centrist, sometimes accused of being soft on China? In the last few days, we've heard a lot of talk about Janet Yellen, the former Fed chair. Who's he going to go for Treasury? That's one of the big questions still outstanding.
Yes, hopefully we'll find the answers to that shortly. Thanks very much, Simon Marks. Speak to us from Washington, D.C.